Good morning. Welcome to the National Hurricane Center. I'm here in operations and looking at the Hurricane Center's clock. It is 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and here's your update on Hurricane Michael. Every hour we're issuing updates, watching the radar, and we're getting the fixes from the aircraft in the system. So we do have some new information that we're issuing right now. Currently, Michael, 100 miles southwest of Apalachicola, Florida, still very strong. We're looking at 140 mile an hour winds continuing. Look at this. Hurricane force winds 48 miles out from the center, so still very strong. And as we were talking about yesterday, some of those winds, Apalachicola, we've got gusts to 54 miles an hour. So like we were talking about, we have the impacts already reaching land from this hurricane. Look at the radar here. We have radar and satellite. You can see the eye both on the radar and the satellite. Really strong, intense winds right around that core. But look at these rain bands. In these rain bands, you get that heavy rain. You get the potential for tornadoes. You can get gusting winds, to hurricane force with time, especially when we get further to the north. Intense rainfall. You can see, here we go. These impacts are already reaching the land. And the forecast is still on track with the location here. So with time, we're going to make landfall later today. But once again, I have to really stress this. Look at the size of these winds. That's about 185 miles from the center. So those impacts, some of those high winds already reaching the land. A major hurricane and continuing to be a hurricane, even when you look into Georgia and still a tropical storm into South Carolina. So what that means is you take that rain, you take this wind, and there's going to be a lot of trees down. Big, big time impact when it comes to the trees. So you have to protect yourself from the falling trees, be in a safe structure, and power outages. In this case, with those kind of winds and this kind of rain, those power outages could literally last for weeks in many cases. So the tornado threat, we have a tornado threat mainly on the right-hand side, the right front quadrant often is the one that has those tornadoes. Let's look at some of the other threats. The other one here is rainfall. So we have a huge, huge wind threat. We got a big rainfall threat as well. 6 to 10 inches of rain potentially right around the core, right on the right-hand side where you can get that rainfall in the panhandle of Florida, even somewhat stretching into Georgia. But look at this large area of 4 to 6 inches of rain. So take that rain, take those winds, and you think about all the trees that could be knocked down in this case. And that's what we're talking about, some of the dangers of the wind. Structural damage, roofs, trees, just a significant issue associated with this wind. So some of the other issues that we have, of course, is this rainfall and the storm surge. We talked about it the last few days. Life-threatening situation when it comes to the storm surge. Look at some of these values. We're still talking 9 to 13 feet from anywhere from Tyndall Air Force Base to Keaton Beach. I mean, those are just staggering numbers, not survivable. And remember, that's inundation. So we're talking about the potential inundation above ground in some of these areas, and there's waves on top of that. So you can even add a little bit more when you start talking about those destructive waves on top of that, very damaging. Even on the other side, you look at those values, 6 to 9 feet, potentially all the way to Destin, Florida. And then as you travel down the coast, you can see Cedar Key, 6 to 9 feet. Even the Tampa metro area, you can get 2 to 4 feet. So we got to be real careful, and we got to be prepared. We're looking at all facets of the impacts here with this hurricane, the dangerous winds, the heavy rain and flooding, and the life-threatening storm surge. So this has been Ken Graham with your morning update on Hurricane Michael.